Proclamation number 548, dated the August 16th, 1938. Admonition to unite. Peacefulness. Love. You, who are in contact with each other on Earth, should learn to get on together. You should respect and love each other. You should share your worries and make an effort to muster mutual understanding. All of you are, after all, your father's children. All of you are a small part of the eternal deity, and therefore you are all the same living creations of his love. And if you deem yourselves entitled to consider yourselves better than another, you will hardly be pleasing to God, for it will become a stumbling block for you on your path to perfection. You must establish a relationship with each other which corresponds to God's will. You will truly reap far more love where you sow love, and every heart you meet with love will lovingly turn to you. It may mean overcoming yourself each time, yet the advantage for your soul is extremely valuable. Neighborly love should be cultivated and never be neglected or even disregarded, for your own strength will grow to the same extent as you consider your neighbor. Therefore, don't let discord arise between you. Live in love and strive to balance everything with love, and don't offer the other person any reason for unkindness. Your whole nature should become pure love. Hence, you must also take care to always give love in order to receive even more. And judge not, so that you will not be judged. Time and again you should bear these few words in mind if you run the danger of making judgments about your fellow human beings. Everyone has faults and weaknesses, and many don't even recognize themselves and therefore treat others arrogantly. Yet anyone who practices gentleness will also approach such fellow human beings with the greatest patience and peacefulness and leave the responsibility of judgment to the Lord. For he alone will make sure that these, too, will recognize his power and bear the last burden of their lives with profound humility. Yet you yourselves only ever ought to fulfill your task with greatest love, which consists of uniting with each other, of overlooking another person's flaws and only aiming to serve the Lord in everything you do, so that you will establish a relationship which only serves the purpose of proclaiming the kingdom of God to your fellow human beings, and all your efforts will be successful if you only ever make true love your driving force. If you make an effort to give love, it will fall on good ground and awaken love in turn. Yet love can never thrive in discord but provide the evil power with ever more influence. For that reason, try to abstain from all unkindness if you want to unite yourselves with the one who is true love himself. Amen.